In today's podcast, we talk about getting rewards today or in the future and why that matters. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, often during the summer, we enjoy taking our kids out for a sweet treat, you know, something like ice cream or something like that. But however, something that often happens is that one of them finishes it all and the other one only makes it halfway through theirs and decides they're gonna save it for later. So when we get home, it goes into the fridge or the freezer and saved until a later date. But when later comes, the one is able to take their treat out and enjoy it, and the other now watches in sadness as they wish they had something sweet to enjoy in that moment. Now, I know it's a trite analogy, but the similarities to a passage in Luke 16 that we read today ring true as Jesus shares the story of a rich man and a poor man. And he tells us the rich man feasted and enjoyed all of the pleasures of life. And the poor man simply hoped to eat what fell off of the rich man's table. Now, though this is a 2,000-year-old story, it sounds like a metaphor for the world in many respects still today. Those with and those without. Those begging for scraps and those devouring all they can. While there are clearly, so many different situations and scenarios in between, the understanding is the same. In this world, there are those who have and those that have not. Now, in Jesus' story, both the poor man named Lazarus and the rich man, they both die. And one is said to be with the father of the faith, Abraham, and the other in Hades, which is another word for hell. I'll let you guess which went where. The rich man, he asks for relief as he's in anguish and torment. And he is told this in verse 25 of Luke 16. But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you, in your lifetime, received your good things, and Lazarus, in like manner, bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish." Oof. In short, you had your ice cream, and now it's Lazarus' turn to enjoy his. This begs the question, firstly, for us, where is our treasure and our pleasure? If we are not careful, we spend our days making this world our place of treasure and pleasure. We do all that we can to have the most comfortable experience and have all the amenities of life, and yet there are those begging at our feet for just a bit of what we've been blessed with. Our inability to sacrifice for them or even simply share from our abundance is an example of us making sure we get our reward here, our ice cream now, and not waiting for eternity to enjoy all that God has for us. In Matthew 6, 19 through 21, we are reminded, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up yourselves for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So I'll conclude today's brief discussion with this. Who's at your feet? Who's waiting at your table for the scraps to fall off? Who may God be calling you to sacrifice for? Not in order to receive salvation, since you can't earn it, right? But because this is what those who aren't living for all of the rewards on this side of eternity, but they're living for the rewards in the new earth. The treasures are in heaven. Are yours? Are mine? Now, yesterday, a pastor friend in India reached out to me on behalf of neighbors of his, three different families who were devastated by total home destruction as some gas cylinders exploded in their homes. Now, these are the images of what was left behind. Total destruction. Like, it's devastating to think if that were my family, if that were people that I really knew and cared about closely. While I had no original inclination to do a fundraiser, after prayer and then reading today's passage, I felt this is what God is requesting. This is an application for us all today. I mean, these people are simply looking for the scraps from our table. Where is our treasure, y'all? So I want to encourage you, challenge you, actually. Click the link in the description or in my bio, depending on where you're watching this at, to help these families. Not to save your place in heaven, but because in Christ your place is saved in heaven. And you have no need to get your reward here. Let me pray for us all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that constantly convicts and challenges, that reminds us of the truth of heaven and our home, Lord God. And I thank you that you give us opportunities to lean into you in loving obedience and leaning out of the things that we've put so much stock in this world, Lord God. I pray that you would continue, no matter how we respond right now, that you would continue to remind us of our call to give of ourselves, to put everything on the line in obedience to you, Father God. Lord, not so that we earn salvation, but from that gift of salvation, from the gift of the Holy Spirit that empowers all of those that you've called and saved, Lord God, that we can live a life that better glorifies and honors you and loves you and loves our neighbor well, Lord God. So I pray that you would empower us to respond today. And Lord, I do pray for those families in India. I pray that whether through the means provided from some of those watching or listening to this, or from any other means, Lord God, that you would demonstrate your love to these families that don't know you, these Hindis. Lord God, let this speak a gospel message to them, that there is a God who loves and cares about them. Lord, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the Five by the Fire podcast. I hope you guys are really just being blessed for this. I know some of these are challenging, but guess what? That's the call. Like, that is the journey that we're on, and I'm so excited to be on that journey with you guys right here. So whether you're listening, thank you for subscribing. Let me know in the comments if this has blessed you, and let me know if there's other things that you really need prayer about. I love to be praying for you guys. Armand@unshackledonetwork.org, or you can DM me wherever you're watching, if you're watching. But either way, I want to continue on this journey with you to be a part of blessing your life. I know that's what God wants to do, and I want to help. So be blessed and be a blessing, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Peace.